This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today's story comes from Norbert Dostal's Remembrances, a copy of which is found at the Roseau Museum. It is a collection of stories called The Changing Times on the Farm Scene, 1910 to 1986, and this chapter is called Horses, Good and Bad. I was brought up in the age of horsepower, the original kind, the kind that could be trained to do what they were taught. They were living things that needed lots of care and could only work well when they were well and trained to work. They didn't use gas or diesel fuel, but helped us produce their feed for them. They had to be cared for every day. It didn't make any difference if it was Sunday or rainy. Most of the time they had to be in the barn so that we could use them if we found a need for their power. They had to be led to the water trough, but you couldn't get them to drink if they didn't want to. Also, they couldn't be allowed to drink if they were very warm from working. They couldn't get just any kind of hay, as that would cause them to have lung trouble. One had to treat a horse well to keep him well and able to work when you needed him. We boys had to do a lot of the feeding, watering, and cleaning and bedding of their stalls. Their coats had to be curried most days, as they couldn't groom themselves. Some days they had to be led out to exercise and to roll to their heart's content. When a horse got too old, it had a hard time to roll over. Did we like this work? We always tried to do what was needed to be done, and when it needed doing, someone had to do it. They were our power, too. They hauled us to school, to town, and to church. We almost always used our horses just to drive. They would seldom be ridden, as they were the heavier kind used for pulling rather than for riding. We didn't have any that were fit for riding. Maybe some of the broncs would have made riding horses. I didn't care for the bronc type of horse. They were not as tame as the horses that were raised around here. They had bad tempers and could rarely be trusted when one worked between them. They were tough, however, and if they were well broken, they gave very little trouble. I still didn't appreciate them as much as the heavier horses. I didn't like to think of getting kicked when I went between them. I wasn't a horse lover. I liked to have colts around, but Pa only raised a couple that I knew about. One that grew up at the farm was very trusty. All the horses on the farm had names to which they would respond. Even the cows had names. One horse, I can say, of which I was fond, was Topsy. Pa raised her from Queen when I was a youngster. Queen was a gentle mare that wasn't in as much of a hurry as was her teammate King. When Topsy grew up, she could be trusted, as we'd been with her since she was a colt. Then trouble came with sleeping sickness. The sickness was caused by a mosquito bite that had the infection. Many horses survived the sickness while others were just goners. During the sickness, the horses act sleepy or groggy, hence the name. Swamp fever also took a heavy toll of horses all around the area and made it necessary to buy horses elsewhere. Horses were shipped from out west, which we called broncs. I didn't like to handle them. They'd been wild too long and remembered that too. Whatever I thought of horses, I still had to use them and tend to their needs. I was just starting to use horses somewhat before I started school. I could see clearly that horses weren't as cheap to use as some people thought. I know Pa paid $300 for a horse, and she turned out to be a bucky beast. Some others that I had driven earlier had run away with the implement they were pulling. Horses fit the times in which we grew up, and like them or not, they were a part of our lives. Some folks had much better animals than we. They even had well-bred stock and kept on raising more than they needed, and so they had some for sale, and with some profit, perhaps. Some had good teams that could pull so well that they were a pride to their owners. They also used very nice harnesses trimmed with a lot of colored celluloid spreaders, brass buckles, and anything that enhanced the look of the team. They spent endless hours just taking care of the manes and tails, currying them and seeing to their every need. They liked to drive horses and teams of any size. Some common-sized teams were the four abreast, four in tandem, and five in tandem. Most farmers went to the barn to take a look at their horses before going to bed, lest one of them was colicky. They did everything possible to safeguard their horses. I saw colicky horses, and they looked like we do when we have a bellyache. To fit a harness properly, you had to start with the right sized collar. A horse could get such sore spots on the shoulders from a poor fitting collar, so bad that they sometimes had to be treated before being harnessed. A special pad was also used in order to relieve the chafing. I think horses took the place of oxen because oxen, though tough, were rather slow. The ox outlasted the horse when it came to endurance. The time of oxen teams was about over when I was a boy, as I don't recall seeing a team of them at the time. I probably didn't get around enough, as I'm sure there still were a few teams still at work in some remote areas. You've probably heard of a horse trader. He wasn't that common around here as in some localities. He would always be ready to make a deal. Somehow he was the sort that thought that he could outsmart the other fellow into trading a good horse for his poor one that he'd doctored up. It looked like a good deal to the next guy. There was also a catch in that it also involved some money. Eventually, anyone who traded things of any kind, as a habit, was called a horse trader. One fellow who worked for us at home said that when he was farming, he'd let his horses out of the barn to take a drink, and then they'd go to their own places at the wagon pole. Some people still like horses. Many like to ride in a saddle, and some in the old days got along without a saddle. Some young fellows around Leo were able to ride a team of horses with one foot on each horse. They could also gallop them in this fashion. Perhaps they'd read a lot of cowboy magazines, which were very common paperback stuff sold in town, and then passed around until they were worn out. Or maybe they saw this done at a circus. The thing I liked about working with teams was that they needed a rest about every round. A short rest was okay with me, too. I was just as ready to quit at 6 in the evening as they were. It was something we had in common. When it was getting around time to unhitch, we would get a backward look from Queen as if to say, "Don't you know that it's mealtime?" Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.